FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
We're back here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples joined here today by Marty Vanier, National Bio and Agri-Defense Facility Director of Partnership Development, also known as NBAF here, well under construction in Manhattan, right on the K-State campus there. Tell us a little bit more here. We're talking during the break. There's a program here, I understand, that's pretty good here. It's called the NBAF Scientist Program. What exactly does that entail?
Well, it's the NBAF Scientist in Training Program. It's a program that's funded by APHIS. And what they're doing is that they've created funds to take on PhD, postdoc, and DVM students who are interested in working in NBAF per se or an NBAF-like environment. And so what APHIS is doing is APHIS is supporting them with tuition and fees and a stipend to work through a graduate program. And then at the end of the graduate program, and the program is designed to focus on an NBAF-type research element. So they might be looking at one of the diseases that we anticipate will be researched in NBAF. And as they work through this program, they're supported through this program to be able to get their PhD or go through their postdoc program. And then at the end, they would then have a job at NBAF or some other location, some other USDA location of a similar nature, and then they would commit to work for the federal government for a period of time in sort of payback for the financial support that they were given in graduate school. So it's a great way to bring young scientists up and get them the specific training that they need to be able to work in an NBAF environment. This is a program that APHIS is sponsoring. I think ARS is looking at a similar type program for their research needs in NBAF. So it's a wonderful way to be able to train scientists. We've got five that were accepted into the program from K-State. There are a handful that have, there are eight total. The other three were accepted from other universities. So it's open to students in a variety of different universities, and it's been advertised, I think, in all of the veterinary schools in the country. So it's a great way to bring students in, get them trained, and if they are given an assignment in NBAF, then it brings them here to Manhattan. And they can work in a wonderful, world-class facility.
What a great recruitment tool that is to bring people to Manhattan and pick from a pretty decent-sized pool, I imagine, of scientists from maybe all over the world.
Yes. A lot of these agents, are creating significant concern. There's concern about African swine fever that's spreading through Asia and West and Eastern Europe, basically, and kind of making its way west. That would be incredibly devastating for the U.S. if ASF got here. So that heightens interest in the veterinary community, in the animal disease community, and knowing that that's going to be an NBAF agent, then yes, it all kind of builds on itself.
Awesome. What a great program that is. Well, we talked a little bit earlier here about construction here, and people who drive by it every day maybe don't think about it, but there's so much work has gone on. I'm sure we're here at the end of 2018 looking ahead to the next year, but just kind of highlight maybe what all happened here during, and you can't do everything, obviously, that happened in the last 12 months, but just kind of make some of the highlights that have gone on as construction continues over there.
Well, as I said a little earlier, at the beginning of the year, you had the forms up and we were pouring concrete, and you could walk into this building and it was just these massive, huge spaces. I mean, you could probably have half a dozen football games going on at once in various places in the building because it was just this big wide open space. And now you can hardly move for all of the people and equipment and things. In the laboratory level, the labs now, they're beginning to do coatings on walls and floors and ceilings in the lab buildings. And so for instance, in the labs that are inside of containment and deep in containment, it takes a special coatings on walls and floors and ceilings to make them completely watertight and smooth. And you have to have that for purposes of decontaminating the lab between experiments. So you can't have a textured wall or a very textured floor, because your decontamination agent is likely to be a liquid-based agent, or sometimes they'll use a gas, and so they'll gas the room. So you don't want a whole lot of little nooks and crannies that you have to worry about whether or not the liquid agent or the gas gets into it. So you want things to be as smooth as possible. Now, I say that with some caveats. For instance, you have to be able to walk across a wet floor, so there is going to be some texture to the floor. But there are very specialized coatings, and so those are being applied. And to go from raw concrete to seeing these coatings that are so slick, it's almost like looking in a mirror, is really amazing. And to put those coatings on, it isn't like painting a wall. I mean, it's almost a clean room environment on the day that they coat a particular room. It's all closed off. It's enclosed in a bubble. It's an amazing process. It's about a 7-layer process to get all of that done. And it all has to be done and not be disturbed by air moving around or people moving around or anything like that. So those sorts of things are happening. And it's amazing now to just be able to walk through and see those labs with coatings and see the animal rooms. And pretty soon, I'm sure in the next year, there will be, they'll be installing some doors, gasket doors, and some panning and gating for animals. And so we'll see it really begin to look like what it's going to be when it grows up.
Yeah, only a few more years away. It looks like 2023, the target date for it to be finished here. Mm-hmm. So we're getting there. All right. We're about out of time here. Marty, anything else you wanted to share with us before we let you go?
Well, I'm really excited that the community is still excited. I appreciate hearing from everybody, whether it's from this venue or the paper. Just appreciate everybody and their support for the facility. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful thing for Manhattan. Other than that, I would just wish everyone a happy holiday, and we will see you in the new year.
All right. Marty Vanier, NBAF Director of Partnership Development, thank you again for being here. We'll continue on our program here in Focus with Perry Wiggins after the break on News Radio KMAN.